the Wham Bam East Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Hey, this is DJ Medi, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. This is the final leg of the summer radio road trip across Canada, and we'll be featuring the Maritimes today. All right, we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, we have a jam-packed show. We have interviews from Isabella Sampson. We have a band, Pretty Archie, and we got sea shanties from Tom Lewis. And if you don't know what a shanty is, we'll explain it to you later. All right, we also have John in the House's segment. He's going to be doing a poetry reading, and he'll be telling us what is on in Halifax. All right, so let's get right to the music. Here's Isabella Sampson, Let It All Go, right here on CJSF.
Hey, Mr. Taxi Driver, do big or make you scared, or are you good? Hey, Mr. Farmer, do tractors make you pull out your hair? Are you misunderstood? Expectations of satisfied, or are you good? Hey, Mrs. Drama Teacher, do you dream of what life would be like in Hollywood? Expectations of today, we
Isabella, and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Isabella. I am a singer-songwriter from Cape Breton.
And you just played a gig here at Island Folk Cider House. How did it go?
It went great. I had so much fun. The people were great. It was a great room, a great vibe. They thought I was funny, and I think that's great.
Yeah, you also did some jokes in there?
Well, yes, I did. I tried.
Yes, okay, and tell me about your guitar.
My guitar is a Martin. It's a D16. I was going to go for a D18, but the D18 was too big, and the D16 just kind of fits nice, and it's got a great sound on it, and it's got a new neck, and I love it. It's my baby.
Yes, and when did you start playing?
I started playing guitar maybe when I was 12, but I've been playing piano since I was 4, and so it kind of gave me the bass knowledge that I needed for the guitar.
Yes, and when did you start writing lyrics and all that?
I was 13 when I started writing lyrics, and I had just gotten back from my first house party ever playing music, and somebody asked me if I wrote songs, and I was told once that I should never reply no to that statement, so I said yes, and then I had to back it up, and so I wrote a couple songs, and then I just haven't stopped since.
Excellent. Yeah. This is my first time here at Cape Breton.
Really?
Tell me what I should go see. What should I do?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Everything. Have you been to the Big Fiddle?
That's the first place I went.
I just
walked over there. Yeah. But what else can we see besides the Big Fiddle?
Maybe like if there's like a play going on at the Hat or at the Savoy. It's really nice. I just went to Dominion Beach today, and it's a really nice beach too.
And what other local musicians inspire you? Can you name a few?
So many. Rose Cousins isn't necessarily from Cape Breton, but I'm her biggest fan and supporter ever in the whole world.
Snowdrop and peony, clover and daisy, buttercup and poppy, lily of the valley, rose and Rhapsody. Fall.
Rose Cousins. Pretty Archie is another band that everybody should look out for. Hearts of Kin. Like, everybody. Google Kate Bratton artists. And look at them all, because they're all wonderful. And they're all wonderful people, and it makes them even more wonderful. And I'm just, like, super happy to live here and happy
Excellent.
Here.
Well, thank you, Isabella, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show in Vancouver. Wham Bam!
East Van!
Yeah, baby!
Far from home, and everybody knows what it's like to feel alone when you're not with me. It's like a house without a home, so I'll follow you. Away world.
Lock you hard up tight with your Sunday post before you find it on the ground in a throwaway. Daddy always said it's a throwaway world. Better listen up and listen good, little girl. Lock you hard up tight with your Sunday post before you find it on the ground.
I was a kid. Steel plants gone now too. Well, some of the boys came up with a plan. Gonna pack it up and head out west and see how they do. I think I'd go with them if I could get up the nerve. Time, and I swear that I
But if your heart breaks down, well, we'll use mine. It's weathered and weary, but it's maritime.
All right, we started that set off with Isabella Sampson, Love Takes You Home. During her interview, we played Rose Cousins, Forget Me Not. We also played Hearts of Kin, Throwaway World. And then we ended with Pretty Archie's Maritime. And we actually have an interview with Pretty Archie after the break. And for the break, we actually get to promote other shows on CJSF. So I picked On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc. She loves to promote roots, Americana, blues, soul, and rock.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Betty Levitt, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Adam Cullen, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on 90.1 FM or on the web at cjsf.ca.
Hi, this is Hillary Scott, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Orden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Tune in every Wednesday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. for On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
The clouds will blow away.
Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Brian Cathcart.
I'm Colin Gillis.
And we're two parts of Pretty Archie.
Pretty Archie. So yeah. Where'd you get that name from?
It used to be kind of a street performer around where we grew up.
Oh, yes?
And we kind of, you know, always knew about him and pay a little homage to his love of music.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Okay, awesome. And I noticed you got like the Willie Nelson look here.
I got
Yeah, do you do any Willie Nelson covers?
I do a lot of country music, yeah. Believe it or not, no. I do some Willie covers. I love Willie very much.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very huge inspiration.
Yes, and who are your inspirations?
I love Fred Eaglesmith.
Ooh.
He's probably my favorite.
6 volts and 12 volts, couldn't get it started this morning. The cables were sparking, I had them on backwards. I burned my fingers. I saw you in that diner. Finally went by, we were smoking cigarettes and drinking black coffee. And how did I know? How did I know? My clutches are slipping, the carbon gets in my throat and I choke. You get out on the passenger side, I swallow my pride. Radiator's raging like a murderer. Only God can bend tempered steel. How did I know? How did I know? Dress was gunmetal blue. You turned and you waved at a face in the crowd. I burned my fingers. Something choked to life, then it sputtered and died. I crushed my hand on God's tempered steel. How did I know? How did I know?
I love Fred Eaglesmith.
Ooh.
He's probably my favorite. Springsteen, that type of stuff. Yeah. But country too, definitely. listen to a lot of country on the road with the boys.
Yes. When did you start playing harmonica?
Oh, I don't know. I was maybe like, I was late to it, like 19, maybe 18, 19, something like that. So, but then I fell in love with it pretty quick. It's so much fun to play around the campfire and that type of stuff.
Can you tell us what happened in Hamilton?
No, we can't.
No, no. No one got hurt.
No one got hurt.
No one got hurt. Our pride. No.
Okay. And that's all you can tell us. You performed here today,
yep.
and you're going to be going to do an open mic at Daniel's. Tell
that's
me about
right.
Daniel's.
Daniel's is kind of a music spot in our town in Sydney, Cape Breton. We've been building up an open mic for the last couple years, and open mics are pretty important to me. They got me kind of started in music, and you know, it's just a place where you can go try out your new material, riff some new stuff. So I think they're important to have, and we like to kind of bring the community, the music community, together in that way. Yeah.
Excellent. Any other musicians you could recommend?
Jordan musician for sure. Elise Aaron. Dave Sampson.
Lots of good guys out on the East Coast. A lot of great musicians. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam Eastman Show. I hope one day you get to come out to Vancouver.
That would be amazing. Looking forward to it someday. Yeah, that'd be great.
Wham Bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
Baby.